Urban in? The NFL Hall of Fame Class of 2005 will be elected this Saturday morning. Live coverage from Jacksonville begins at 10:30 with George Dunham and Craig Miller on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The P1 Wild Ass Circus will be at Hooters tonight. That's with Big Dick Hunter. Hooters and Mesquite, we're talking about. Town Crossing at LBJ. They'll be there from 8 until 11. The Desperados Coaches Show with Will McClay is at 8. And then the P1 Wild Ass Circus commences at 9. There will be Desperados tickets on hand for you to win. It is the P1 Wild Ass Circus at Hooters, Town Crossing and LBJ in Mesquite tonight from 8 until 11.
You know what? I'm kind of bummed.
Yeah?
Tonight
I know, but I know why.
Why?
It's Shaq night.
Yep.
Now, when you saw him a few weeks ago, did you tell him that would be at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he was bummed, too. He's like, what's more important? Like, well.
Hey, great question.
I know. But I told him I'd try to get out there before the end of the season to Miami and string something together again.
Well, they will be at the AAC tonight. That's the bummer of Shaq being in the Eastern Conference now. He comes through once a year, if that. And that once a year is going to be tonight over there. I understand the Little Mavericks are supposed to get Kesey back tonight.
He's activated. I got that email today.
So he'll be back. Let's see how he fits in. Yeah, I really like that guy. I think he's my favorite Maverick. But I just wonder if they don't have too much of the same kind of animal. And if he doesn't give them too much of the same kind of animal.
Last time they played the Heat in Miami, didn't they absolutely throttle him? And it was pretty much the best game the Mavericks have played in 10 years?
Yeah, I think they did. They beat him really bad.
I mean, it wasn't a game from the get-go.
Yeah. But, I don't know, I just keep wondering if they're capable of that now. And if working him back in is not going to gum up the works a little bit.
Well, they have to play him.
I mean, yeah, I know they got to play him. I mean, they're too financially committed to him not to. But, you know, the thing about it is his skill set and his size is very similar to everybody else that they have these days. I don't know, there's a lot of the same animal running around the floor when he's out there, when Howard's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're very similar players.
Yeah, but they're all athletes, which they need.
Yeah, they're all athletes, but, you know, if you have too many athletic skills going in too many different directions, that's not a good thing. And I just wonder if he doesn't tip the scales a little bit that way. I guess we'll see. Also, big news coming out of Los Angeles today. When Rudy T doesn't even make it through his first year as coach of the Mighty Lakers before bowing out, or at least that's what the word is out here. Now, they're saying that, well, it's not really a done deal yet, that he's leaning towards bowing out, but it's not done yet.
Was that on y'all so, Georgie? Or was this just come down this afternoon?
That just came down this afternoon.
Rudy T. quitting.
Yes, this is George Dunham from the highly successful Dunham and Miller Mornings.
Hey, hardliners.
How are you?
Heard you playing shorthanded today.
Yes, we are.
Oh,
I haven't made a game time decision.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that about the Ham Bonita.
Yeah.
Oh. You looking forward to the shot at 17 tonight, Rhines?
Yes, I am.
You been playing much?
I don't think I've hit a golf ball since about last March.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course, we're talking about the media party tonight, the TPC Sawgrass.
Mm-hmm.
And all the media spares get to hit a shot on the 17th, the famed Island Hole.
You think you can get it there?
Oh, yeah, I can get it there.
But
I don't know if I can accurately
can
put it on the green. I don't know. I don't know, because I haven't been playing much either.
George and I got $1,000 on close to the pin.
Well, we're going to have some action. I don't know if it's going to be $1,000.
Hey, come on.
I don't want to take that much money away from a youngster like Corby.
Step up. I swindled you out in Oxnard.
Yeah, you did. Although I won some of it back with football in the trash can.
What a give-up game that was.
That was a great game.
You want to go double or nothing tonight between you and me?
How much do you owe?
He owes me $495.
Would you please pay him?
Yeah, I will. I will. I'll get around to it eventually.
That's what he said in training camp.
Right.
I'll get around to it eventually.
Suck it.
I think that drop needs to be played, George.
No, I don't. It offends me.
Cat said it's marginal, that we can probably keep it.
That we can probably keep
it. Yeah, we're on a test trial basis with drops this week. So we're just playing several. Rob's got a few.
We have drops such as that.
Toss my salad.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Well, I really don't.
Oh, you've been in prison.
I haven't.
I think it's just a culinary term.
Well, that's what I thought it was. But you guys act like it's really something.
When you get on a bang, you bitch.
Whoa, now we do need to get rid of that.
Hey, on a bang, you bitch.
Oh, gosh.
Tell me about it, bitch.
What, Mike?
Mike.
Tell me about it.
You followed up with that.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, is Rob playing these?
Yeah.
Of course.
He's got a lot of them.
I thought Justin was.
Play horny. No. I want to hear horny Mike again.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, jeez.
He's just straining for blood to reach the end of his body, you know?
Well, I've got some bad news about the media party tonight.
What?
The last bus has left. We're going to have to drive to Sawgrass.
Was that a bad thing?
It's only 25 minutes. Don't we always drive to the media party?
No, well, I don't know.
Seems like we always have.
The thing is, that's why we came down here, was the ride on the bus with you guys.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now you find the last bus is left.
It's gone, yeah.
Where's Gordon Keith?
Where do you think?
Sleeping.
That's fine, though. That's where we want him.
Did he ruin dinner last night?
He ruins everything.
You cannot imagine how he torments George.
Why does he do that to you?
I thought it was just, you know, an occasional thing. Mm-mm. But being with him for the majority of the day, it was crazy to see the way he behaved with you at media day.
Yeah.
Bang.
Wasn't he
an ass? It was unbelievable.
Was he an ass? Or
yes,
was
he was.
What was he doing,
ass,
for example, Georgie?
I was trying to fix my recorder, and all of a sudden Stuart Scott would walk by, and he'd grab my arm and go and say to Stuart Scott, "Hey, Stu, this is George Dunham. He has a couple things he wants to ask you."
Yeah, and he'd look at Stuart and be like, "I can't ask you. I'm just your producer." And then he pulled George back over there. And then walking in, he was hugging, like, literally, like, accosting George.
Doing mush mouth?
Doing mush mouth.
You think mush mouth is funny?
No.
I don't either.
Boy, I love mush mouth.
I can't believe
that. He is prohibited from taking part in Burrito Jimmy.
No, we let him off his leash last year. He rejoined.
No, last time you did it, you didn't do it, and it was better without him.
It is better.
I can't believe Troy Aikman.
Because that way you have more jive talking Stew. You need him. You need more of him.
Troy Aikman acknowledges Mushmouth now, George.
Yeah, why does Troy Aikman, why does he ask Troy Aikman questions?
Hey, is Mushmouth there? It's such an
He hates him. He may ask
like
him, but he hates him.
He's just asking, is Mushmouth going to jump out from the bushes again? That's
right.
What he's
and
asking.
Ambush me?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know that. I just heard Troy one morning ask for Mushmouth, not knowing that bit had been going on for a while. And I was thinking, like, oh, my
there.
God.
Is the world
Troy
crazy?
Listens to Burrito Jimmy?
He may. Troy listens to all sorts of stuff.
Stand back, Burrito!
We need more of the professor, too.
Yes, and we need more of Sammy the Spilo.
I knew this day would come.
Look, the bottom line is, you can want or wish for all you want here, but this thing goes on once a year. One time a year. That's it.
May be one time too.
Like that's all you
minutes.
Get. You're acting like we do it every day. It's once a year.
Okay, well, we're about due for it, aren't we?
You spend the rest of the year talking about it.
Well, that's all anybody can stand it.
Because we get such mixed reaction. It is either the greatest thing or the worst.
Kind of like the Skinlonans.
You guys get that?
A lot of mixed on the Skinlanans.
Yeah.
Are they out there?
The thing that I think everybody hates about Burrito Jimmy, though, is that it's just so, regardless of whether you love it or hate it, it's just exhausting to listen to.
It is.
Okay. You know what we need to do this year is have a webcam set up in there when we do it. Because that's a funny part, is watching all of us go nuts in there. It's like romper room. It's so funny.
All right, we'll tape Burrito Jimmy one day.
Seeing everybody getting character and screaming and throwing stuff and shooting them with lasers.
Well, what are we going to do it? We need to make it more than once a year.
No.
We need to make it quarterly.
It's too controversial. Huh? We gear people up. We tell them when it's coming. If they want to tune in, fine. If they don't, fine. Once a year is fine. It used to be like three times a year.
Well, that's back when we had teams that went to the playoffs.
Oh, boy. Gosh.
Well,
what if the Mavericks don't make the playoffs?
Oh, they'll make the playoffs.
Mike, they're going to win 50 games.
Are they?
That assures you of nothing.
Well, yeah, it kind of does.
The NBA. And the NBA and the Western Conference in the aughts.
Baskets are easy to come by in the NBA.
That's right. They sure are.
All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading.
Right,
stop it. That next here on the ticket.